See, I think that's the big difference between some of these other companies and Apple. The Android company, Samsung, HTC, whatever, will put these features out there, even though there's no real market for it. There's no way to use it. Like NFC was a perfect example. Apple waits until they've figured out a problem to solve and then put it in there. And, you know, we said for years that NFC is a checklist item, and that's all it was. But when Apple released Apple Pay, then NFC had some meaning for people.
Only an Apple enthusiast would say that, by the way. That's ridiculous. NFC has huge meaning for people in all sorts of ways. Android has had payments tap to pay for more than a year before Apple Pay came out. I use NFC on my Android phones to tap my Sony camera so I can copy pictures over. I still can't do that on Apple because Apple's locked the NFC down. Apple is late to the game often, and because Apple lives in its own universe, they get all this praise for being, look, it's 4K video.
Leo.
That's nuts. No, look, I like Apple. I'm not saying anything. I'm just against Apple. I'm just saying you guys got to live in the real world here. This is not new. And it's useful. 4K video has been on YouTube. How long has it been on YouTube? For 2 years?
Since Nokia invented it in 1812.
But I mean, I'm just saying it is useful. Just because Apple doesn't do it doesn't mean it's not useful.
You know, it's almost like really... you believe what you're saying, which is incredible.
I just throw this in to give you guys a hard time. No,
but it is like a lot. Some companies think in terms of chipsets. They get a piece of technology and they try to think of all the amazing things they can do with it. And some companies think in terms of feature sets and they try to find the technology
that video.
Will enable those features.
This is the Note 5. Look at all the video formats it supports. VGA, HD, full HD, full HD. 60 frames per second, quad HD 2560 by 1440, UHD 3840.
No human knows what that means, Leo.
By 2160. Of course you do. You know how many pixels that is. That's not crazy talk. And you can, there are effects, you know, like stabilization that don't work if you're in these higher ranges.
What do you use VGA for? Why is that still there?
For sending small videos via a smartphone. These all make sense. I don't think that these are, I think that that's not true. Not to be a reactionary, Jim, but I feel like that's not true, that NFC had utility before Apple did it. Just because Apple didn't make it suddenly useful.
Well, I think that NFC particularly is a good example of how it's not good or bad. It's a difference in philosophy. Apple is doing exactly the right thing by saying that we're not going to put a feature in and then just simply not do anything with it. It's true that Google Wallet was available about a year and a half before Apple Pay, but even I, as a full-time Android user, had never used it until Apple reminded me that the phone that I had in my pocket had the ability to do NFC payments. But on the other side of that coin is that I do like the idea of saying, well, we're going to put NFC in there. We're going to put app support in there in it for it so that it won't bother anybody. It won't confuse the phone for anybody who doesn't want it or doesn't care about it. But for people like me who realize that, oh, gee, what if I put this NFC sticker in the carrier for my phone, so automatically when I lay it down someplace or put it in this holder or put it in this car dash, it can say, oh, by the way, you are physically inside the car now, and here's all the settings that you can
NFC pairing is awesome. Yeah.
And little things like that. So I like a balance of the two and realize that Apple does benefit from being able to look at how people are using these features. That's one of the reasons why they were able to call their shots so effectively. I think it's one of the reasons why they're doing a 12 megapixel camera, not a 20 megapixel camera, for instance, because you can definitely see that they're falling behind in image quality compared to this year's and even many of last year's Android phones. But they're also too smart to say, well, nobody even cares about 20 or 40 megapixel image sensors right now. It's not worth making the sacrifices we would have to make to enable that. So I'm glad that they're both these different philosophies in play.
Yeah, although one of the things Apple enthusiasts often say is, well, Apple waits until they could do it better. I've heard you say that, Andy. And I'm not convinced that Apple has done it better.
Again, it's not right and wrong. It's yin and yang. It's philosophies that define each other, where with one platform, it really is about, we're going to let you screw this phone up and make mistakes and create a terrible experience for yourself, with the advantage being that you can create a really customized, tailored experience that you will like more than whatever we can try to plan for you. Whereas Apple says that this phone, it's stable. You're not going to have any security issues. You will not have a thing where you're going to want to have to reflash it because you screwed it up so badly.
Right.
Again, I'm glad that there is this range of choice out there because both points of view are equally valid as far as I'm concerned.
For instance, you can tap Bluetooth speakers to pair them with NFC. Yep. There's all sorts of things you can do with NFC, but you can't
do them. You can tap your Apple TV to pair it with your iPhone to set it up.
Is that, you think that'll be enabled?
Well, it was either, the current one, you can do that. You can hit it's not using NFC, it's using Bluetooth, but you can hit them together and they'll pair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's interesting. Like, if you look, there were early phones like Thunderbolt that had early LTE chips, and there were large phones like the original Note. But Apple tried to make a large iPhone 4, and they didn't like Pentile displays, and they thought that was not a good trade-off.
Yeah, Pentile sucked.
They waited until they had next-generation, lower heat, lower size LTE chips, and they had LCD screens that could scale to that size.
Okay. But you understand that one of the reasons there were progress was made in all of this stuff is because there was a large enough market, thanks to these other phones that used Pentile displays,
absolutely,
a market so that Apple could say, oh, thank you, we'll take those now.
There were 10 years of tablet PCs before the iPad. Apple really believes, and they look at the market, they see what mistakes they think are being made, and if they can figure out a way to solve problems as they see them, they enter the market.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, Jim. I don't feel like you're a scarable person, so I let you have it, and I apologize.
And then what happened after Apple put out the iPad? Everybody copied them because Apple did it right. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, okay, nobody...
Andy, I'll let you take this one.
Jim, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, nobody ever said that Apple invented the phone or invented the tablet or the MP3 player. But Apple did it right. They brought a technology that the rest of the market was trying to make popular for years. And they made it work.
You don't think that's ancient history? Is Apple still doing that? I mean, I'll grant you, absolutely, iPod, iPhone, iPad, all took existing products and made them beautiful again.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do with the watch, but...
Trying might be the operative word there.
Sure. Oh, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's version one. We didn't know that they were going to do that with the iPod when it first came out. As a matter of fact...
I beg to differ. The first, I very vividly remember my experience of the first iPod because I had tried every crap MP3 player ever, and it was immediately obvious they had fixed the UI issue, that you could actually use Windows, this thing.
Though. A lot of people were against the iPod when it first came
really?
Out.
Really?
Sure they were. They said it cost too much, it would never
cost
sell.
Cost too much, you're right. The continual complaint about Apple, cost too much.
But, you know, whatever Apple is working on now is what's going to change what we're doing today. And whether that's...
Absolutely, I agree with you, absolutely.
And as soon as they do that, then those copying.
I think that's old hat. Also, no, okay, I don't no, feel no, no, that no, Samsung can is I, still
can
copying.
Can I respond?
Yes.
This is why I'm not as upset as maybe I could or should be about Samsung copying so many things off of Apple, because I do believe that all technology and to an extent almost all creation, there is eminent cross-pollination that benefits everybody. If we were to take apart the iPhone and we were to say, okay, well, here is a notification system that Android had a couple years before that. Here's a camera system that they had a couple years before that. You can't really go bits and pieces and say that this one company absolutely innovated it and this other one copied. Sometimes you have to see something in the metal to see exactly how it works. I've always believed that the iPad was the one that really cracked tablets. But I'm not sure if Apple would have figured that out had they not had a generation of really badly made netbooks, not to copy, but to look at, say, gee, if people are – these are terrible notebooks. They're cheaply made. The screen is terrible. They barely run apps. They run not nearly as long on battery as they should, and yet people are buying them in droves. This is teaching us something about how people want to use computers in the in the early 2000s now, and that is going to inform how they make finally the tablet that they wanted to make before they started to make the iPhone. So I just think it's counterproductive to simply say that Apple or any company fixed a problem, then everyone else copied the problem. It's iteration, iteration, iteration. You hold something in your hands. You say, this is really, really good. I wish it worked better this way, or this doesn't work for the way that we want to design things. And then you take the next step of it. This is why Apple Watch is going to benefit from Android Wear, and Android Wear is going to benefit from Apple Watch, because neither of these designs have really locked it. And the only way that the consumers are going to benefit is if Apple says, you know what? We are asking the user to interact way too much with this. I really like the way that that Android Wear just puts information when they need it. Android Wear should be able to say, our watches look like crap.
They do. I'm wearing one.
We should make stuff that doesn't look like crap.
Okay. Actually, there are some. You know, the new Samsung, which is based on Tizen, not Android, looks a lot better. Isaac Newton said it, I'm just going to give a little quote in here. If I have seen farther than others, it's because I have stood on the shoulders of geniuses. This is how things evolve. And Apple absolutely is genius. I'm not denying that.